alıza.
Of you that have been around for a little while like me, you remember that. Allman Brothers from Eat a Peach. Y'all remember Eat a Peach? Who would name their CD Eat a Peach? But the Allman Brothers. And anyway, we're going to do an edition of Back in the Day. We haven't done it in quite a while. And we're going to try to start getting our programs cranked up and do them on a regular basis. Believe it or not, Eat a Peach came out, according to this, in 97. Does that sound right? I better go back and look. I think it was earlier than that, way earlier. It must have been remastered and released again. But anyway, Allman Brothers Band, Melissa, off of Eat a Peach. Anyway, you're listening to the Back in the Day on the SBB Radio Network. We've got a real mix for you coming up. And all these have been around for quite a while. There might be one or two coming up that hadn't been around a long time. But anyway, these are some of my very favorites, of course, that I've got in the music library here in let's see, what is it we call this again? I'll get the name off the door in a minute. I got an old sign from where we moved out of a facility at work. And inmates only, that's what it's the sign said. And it had been on a door for many, many years to some supervisors' offices. And I got such a kick out of it, I think everybody did. And they were just throwing it away, and I picked it up and cleaned it up, brought it home, put it on the door here at the studio. So we're going to officially, after all this time, we're going to officially name the studio Inmates Only Studios. Anyway, here's Old and In the Way, which I feel a lot like that sometimes, but man, I still enjoy life. It's called White Dove.
Yes. can't be wrong.
Enjoyable. Got to hear them do that song in person several times way back in the day when I was a young little wee tyke. Stealing a line from my buddy Mike Harding. Well, we've lost a whole lot of artists this past year, and then in the previous years gone by, of course. And I thought of that as I was listening to the Marshall Tucker Band do that tune. But here's one we lost in this past year. And probably in a lot of minds, nobody more talented at singing and songwriting than this guy right here. So we wanted to put up a tribute, since this is talking about back in the day. And, of course, we're talking about lost artists, too, as well today. Here's Merle Haggard to do a song that I grew up on. It's called Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory. He gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, about his precious blood's atoning. And I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me into victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. Some sweet day I'll sing a fair song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Thank you. It's a mountain man's dream.
Peter Rowan, and that reminds me, I'm going to do everything I can, and of course that's not much these days, but I'm going to try to get out somehow and see Peter Rowan, and anyway, that's called A Mountain Man's Dream. I've been wanting to check out a couple of concerts here lately, and that would definitely be one of the old school. That's not a really old CD, but you can still say that's back in the day from 2013. As the name of that CD, A Mountain Man's Dream, Peter Rowan. Of course, we had the late Merle Haggard. It's just hard to say it still, huh? Doing a song that I grew up on, Victory in Jesus. And, of course, we had that wonderful Marshall Tucker Band tune 2 in the last set, the end of the last set, Heard It in a Love Song. We got somebody I got to sit right in the front row. Maybe it was standing room only. Remember those concerts? Where no seating. I think they called it concert style or something anyway. Thank goodness they've pretty much discontinued those in a lot of settings, arenas and such. But anyway, Jim Croce was just an absolutely fantastic singer, musician, songwriter, and we've got him coming up in the next set, as well as the late Guy Clark, which we lost this past year. And then we got a very special song from John Denver and Cass Elliott coming up. I don't get on a jet without thinking of this song, and I'm usually either humming it or singing it, either before takeoff, loading the jet, or whatever. And anyway, we got it coming up in the next set. Here's Jim Croce to do a song that's very fitting to today's program. It's called Time in a Bottle. I'll have to go chase that down and see what happened to that tune. I'll definitely put it back in here. But anyway, it skipped it. Here's Guy Clark to do the song that we had lined up for you for the next go-around. It's called The High Price of Inspiration.
Stained with dirty looks, at least it never lies. The news is calling down a hall, come on, let's get high. The high price of inspiration always leaves me broken, but I keep coming back for more, still I take no caution. Inspiration with some wings is what I'm looking for. Inspiration with no strings, I'd like that even more. Better place, land me safe and sound. Don't you worry, I'll be back if I ever come down. Pretty sure I'll make it if I get through today. Before I see tomorrow, there is always hell. pay. Inspiration with some wings is what I'm looking for. Inspiration with no strings, I'd like that even more.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go.
Gone with the wind. I'll take me
Talk about a group that original members caught it on the chin. I tell you what, Lynyrd Skynyrd, that's off the CD Second Helping. I don't know how many of you folks are around to remember that. But anyway, that ended up being a terrific project for Lynyrd Skynyrd. And seems like they caught a little flack because their songs are so long, but they were a jamming band. I played in several jamming bands along the way, and we didn't pay a lick of attention to time. There were times that we would practice nonstop for 3 and 4 hours because of the long songs and all that stuff. Never even stopped for hardly anything. I mean, it was like, it was tough on us just to take a bathroom break. We just wanted to continue playing. So anyway, all the original members. I never did buy into the follow-up Lynyrd Skynyrd stuff, but the original stuff, always enjoyed it. I'm going to try that John Denver and Cass Elliott tune again. I ran it through once. It didn't work. I've reloaded it. Let's see if it'll work this time. It's called Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Hey, everybody. A lovely lady, Cass Elliott. Hiya, Cass.
Hiya, John.
How you doing?
Fine and dandy.
I'm great, too.
I didn't ask you how you were.
Well, I like to say it once in a while because it makes me feel
just to
better.
Remind yourself.
Sure, okay. You know how it
That's
is.
That's all right.
You know, I'm really glad you're here tonight because this is about voter registration.
I know.
And I know that you've done a lot of work about that yourself.
Yeah, we're all just getting ready for a big push. This is very important, you know. If I could, I don't know whether who's been talking about it so far in the show, but I've been traveling around the country for the past year or so, talking at a lot of college campuses and trying to find out exactly what people are thinking. And the thing that's impressed me the most is there is still, in this country, believe it or not, after all the talk, a tremendous amount of apathy on the part of people who maybe don't like the way things are going and maybe want to change it, but don't do anything about it. You know? And your vote and my vote is not any more important than anybody else's. They are equally as important and very important. And that's why we're all here, to get everybody to get out and register. I don't think it's so important who you vote for. You vote for who you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is to vote, because it's our way and it's the best way. And that's why I'm here, and that's why you're here, too.
That's great. We're here to tell people that. She's a very eloquent lady.
It's a song that I wrote that I'm letting John sing.
I couldn't have said that any better myself.
I'll just walk over here until you're ready for it.
All right, let's see. Are you guys ready? Okay. All my bags are packed, ready to go. Wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I let you down. So many times I played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. Hold me like time has come to leave you one more time. Let me kiss you and close your eyes. I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Everybody, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
Thank you. hotel. Desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. That's how the story ends, we're told. All you need, your prayers is true. Save you for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. Now he's growing old. All the federales say you could have had him any day. We only let him slip. I suppose a few gray federales say we could have had him any day. We only let him go so long out of kindness, I suppose.
Thank you.
listening to the Back in the Day show on the SBB Radio Network. That was obviously Lynyrd Skynyrd, the original Lynyrd Skynyrd, doing Simple Man. That song's hung very good with me, very tight with me for forever, ever since the first time I heard it. And I actually tried to do that song, I don't know, with a band or two over the years, and it's not a real difficult song to do, but anyway, it's still Lynyrd Skynyrd, the original Lynyrd Skynyrd, and that's off of Second Helping. I really like that album cover. That was back when they used to do some really good stuff, and I guess that's why we refer to this as Back in the Day. And I wanted to mention, too, if you're waiting for Believer's Bluegrass, which is usually scheduled in this spot, it's coming up in its entirety, and it's going to be about 30 minutes past, which is going to throw everything off today, but that's okay. Let's see. Ironically, I've got Neil Young coming up, and then we'll wrap it up today with a song from Carole King. Carole King is probably one of my favorite artists of all time. She's just incredible, and still cooking, still just a very fine talent. Anyway, here's Neil Young to do the title cut off of an album he did many years ago called Heart of Gold.
Hi, and welcome to...
Well, let's see what I can do now, because neither one of those tunes came through for me, so give me just a second, and I'll see if I can't line those tunes back up real quick, or some replacement tunes. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that to happen. I guess I need to do a little homework before I actually do these shows, but I thought they'd be right there ready for us. Let's see what we might have here. Here you go. Let's do a couple of these tunes here, and then we'll have Believer's Bluegrass to come up. This should work for us. This is a song that was really, really popular from, I believe it was Seals and Crofts and the McEwen Sessions, which is John McEwen and a couple of his family members. I don't know if they're his boys or what. I think I did some homework on it one other time. But anyway, I really liked this and went out and bought it whenever I was introduced to it. Anyway, let's see if this will work. This one is called Leader of the Band.
Believer's Bluegrass.
An only child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way. He gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. A quiet man of music denied a simpler fate. Tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. His gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old. But his blood runs through my instrument, the song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. My brother's lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado and I'm not in some motel, living out this life I've chosen, gone to know so well. Thank you. and just stories of the road. Thank you for the freedom when it came my time to go. Thank you for your kindness and the times when you got tough. Papa, I don't think I've said I love you near enough. The leader of the band is tired and his age is growing old. His blood runs through my instrument and the song is in my soul. Life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader of the band.
John McEwen and his two sons. I looked it up, and let's see. Let me grab it again here real quick if I can find it. Let's see. Their name is Nathan and Jonathan. And anyway, wanted to make sure that I tried to get that right. Anyway, and I'm going to put a link up to the McEwen Sessions on the Facebook page for folks that might be interested in maybe reading about it or getting a copy of the CD themselves. So anyway, I sure do appreciate everybody listening to the Back in the Day program on the SBB Radio Network, and we'll zoom right on out of here and get going with Believers Bluegrass on this 10th day of December of 2016.